We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
New York City Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza is joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline. Thanks so much for being with us. We understand schools are closed until at least April 20th. Chancellor, can you tell us when you might make the decision to close the schools beyond that, if that happens?
Well, good morning. Thanks for allowing me to be on the radio program. Circumstances are going to warrant whether we extend the closure or we do, in fact, come back on April 20th. Just like it really factored into the decision of when to close the schools, circumstances are going to warrant. We're optimistic, but the mayor has been very clear as well that there's a real possibility it'll go beyond April 20th. So we're preparing for any eventuality.
Okay, but you just said you're optimistic about maybe getting in some of the rest of the school year for these kids?
That's correct. Again, we don't know how this virus is going to react and how it's going to spread. We do know that there is community spread. We know that it's multiplying in our city and in our state. A lot's going to depend on all of us New Yorkers following the directions of the health department, really limiting social interaction, and really trying to put a stop to the spread of this. That's going to be key for us in determining when we come back.
What do you tell parents who this morning are saying, I don't work from home, I have to go to my office, I have to go to my workplace, I don't know what I'm going to do about taking care of my children? What do you say to them?
Yeah, we're very concerned about that as well. That's one of the reasons why we waited. This was a last resort because we understand the heartache that this causes for parents. We are at a point now where, for the health and safety of students and staff, we had to take this drastic step. So we want to be able to provide some opportunities for parents to have childcare. We're working now this week at everybody's school. The students and will be able to come and pick up a breakfast and pick up a lunch. We call them grab and go. They literally pick it up in a bag and go. Next week, we'll transition to feeding centers that are geographically distributed all over the city. We will move to remote learning next week, which means we will use the internet, we will use a virtual platform, and students and teachers will be able to continue as much as possible to stay in contact and keep the learning going.
Right.
So we're trying to do as much as we can to help parents and help students stay academically engaged during this time of crisis.
Right. So the kids will start to learn online, but where do they go? I mean, who takes care of them?
So we will have next week some regional enrichment centers where they're specifically being set up as places where we'll be able to take care of the children of first responders, health responders. Obviously, one of the concerns is that 1.1 million students and many of those parents are first responders and health workers, and if they can't come to work, then it cripples the city. So we're going to have those centers set up. We're also going to prioritize students that are in poverty. But what we want is we want to make sure that we have places for them to bring their students to be able to be taken care of. We know that New Yorkers are also a really innovative group. So I know that right now there's lots of parents, working their networks. I've heard of groups of parents that have said, okay, I'll take one day, and then you take one day. And so there's a lot of that is happening, and we understand that's going to happen this week. But again, it is, we understand what kind of of a heavy lift this is for parents as well. And we'll continue to develop plans and opportunities and different options for parents to help them get through this as well.
Okay, Chancellor Carranza, with us live here on 1010 Wins. So let's say I'm a first responder. I'm listening to this at home. How do I go about finding out where these centers are going to be set up in my neighborhood where I might be able to bring my kids next week?
Yeah, so there'll be more information that we'll be rolling out this week. It's going to be critically important that all parents have an account on New York City Schools, New York City Schools account. Now, what that does is it allows us to communicate directly with parents and provide information to parents. In addition, it'll allow parents to access a lot of these resources around virtual learning, remote learning. So it's New York City Schools account. Go onto our website. There's a really clear, obvious link where you can sign up, and it'll take a matter of seconds. So we're going to be pushing the information out. You should also follow us on all of our social media, on Twitter, Facebook, because we'll be putting information out via those avenues as well. We'll also be utilizing the city's COVID text messaging system as well to push out information. So again, we want to be as communicative as possible, so there's more information that'll be coming this week.
Okay, and any school that's missed, are the kids going to have to make that up? Might the year extend into summertime, or too soon to tell?
Too soon to tell. We're in active communication with the state education department, obviously, you know, we're not alone. There's school districts all across the state of New York. We're in active conversations around, for example, the state testing and delaying that, or maybe even suspending that. We're in communications about credit and credit accumulation and graduation. There are a number of things that we are working through right now. Some of them we control, many of them we don't control. But that's why I'm saying to all parents and all students and the community, more information will be coming almost on a daily basis. So
okay,
it really is an opportunity to just pay attention. We're going to get you all the information you need to navigate this crisis.
All right. I only have 20 seconds left, but computers for kids who don't have them, can't afford them, what do they do?
So we have a preliminary inventory and a survey of who we think don't have them. So we're going to be rolling out some more information as well. We've purchased laptops and we've purchased iPads that are Wi-Fi enabled, and we will be distributing them to the students that need them over the next week and a half. So if you don't have it, make sure you're paying attention. That's why that My Schools account is important, so that we know who you are and that we can put you on a list.
All right. We will help you get the word out about that too. Schools Chancellor Carranza, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks.